Welcome here, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To this day, in ordinary time, I was with thee. Marians of the Immaculate Conception, they were celebrating this feast that's not even on the liturgical calendar. It's a very big deal in their order, because their order is from Poland. It's called Our Lady of Częstochowa, I believe it's. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. It's a very big deal. I couldn't find the prayer to honor it, but I thought I'd mention it. We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning, and your truth in the watches of the night. On the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp, your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish, all doers of evil are scattered. To me you give the wild oxen strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Oh, I love it. Just the thing I was taught that we were going to pray with, me and my friend, earlier for me. And it comes up in our reading. What a surprise. A reading from the first chapter of the book of the prophet Jeremiah. It says, from the beginning of the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The call of the prophet Jeremiah. The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, of a priestly family at Anathoth in the land of Benjamin. The word of the Lord came to me in the days of Joash, son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign, and continued through the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Joash, king of Judea, and until the downfall and exile of Jerusalem, in the 5th month of the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Joash, king of Judea. The word of the Lord came to me thus. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. Ah, Lord God, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord answered me, say not, I am too young. To whomever I send you, you shall go. Whatever I command you, you shall speak. Have no fear before them, because I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord extended his hand and touched my mouth, saying, see, I place my words in your mouth. This day I set you over nations and over kingdoms, to root up and to tear down, to destroy and to demolish, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord came to me with the question, what do you see, Jeremiah? I see a branch of a watching tree, I replied. Then the Lord said to me, well have you seen, for I am watching to fulfill my word. A second time, the word of the Lord came to me with the question, what do you see? I see a boiling cauldron, I replied, that appears from the north. And from the north, said the Lord to me, evil will boil over upon all who dwell in the land. Lo, I am summoning all the kingdoms of the north, says the Lord. Each king shall come and set up his throne at the gateways of Jerusalem, opposite her walls all around, and opposite all the cities of Judea. I will pronounce my sentence against them for all their wickedness in forsaking me, and in burning incense to strange gods, and adoring their own handiwork. But you gird up your loins, stand up, and tell them all that I command you. Be not crushed on their account, as though I would leave you crushed before them. For it is I this day who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass, against the whole land. Against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Responsory prayer. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I put my words in your mouth. I, the Lord, have called you to serve the cause of justice. I have appointed you as a covenant to all peoples, as a light to all the nations. I put my words in your mouth. I put your words in my mouth. The Lord puts his words in my mouth. Very beautiful, very moving. This is an interesting reading from the tradition of preaching within the church, from a homily by St. John Chrysostom, bishop. Would you like me to list also the paths of repentance? They are numerous and quite varied, and all lead to heaven. The first path of repentance is the condemnation of your own sins. Be the first to admit your sins, and you will be justified. For this reason, too, the prophet wrote, I said, I will accuse myself of my sins to the Lord, and you forgave the wickedness of my heart. Therefore, you too should condemn your own sins. That will be enough reason for the Lord to forgive you. For a man who condemns his own sins is slower to commit them again. Rouse your conscience to accuse you within your own house, lest it become your accuser before the judgment seat of the Lord. That when it is in one very good path of repentance, another and no less valuable one is to put out of our minds the harm done us by our enemies, in order to master our anger and to forgive our fellow servants' sins against us. Then your own sins against the Lord will be forgiven you. Thus you have another way to atone for sin. For if you forgive your debtors, your heavenly Father will forgive you. Do you want to know of a third path? It consists of prayer that is fervent, careful, and comes from the heart. If you want to hear of a fourth, I will mention almsgiving, whose power is great and far-reaching. If, moreover, a man lives a modest, humble life, that is no less than the other things I have mentioned, takes sin away. Proof of this is the tax collector who had no good deeds to mention, but offered his humility instead, and was relieved of a heavy burden of sins. Thus I have shown you five paths of repentance: condemnation of your own sins, forgiveness of our neighbor's sins against us, prayer, almsgiving, and humility. Do not be idle then, but walk daily in all of these paths. They are easy, and you cannot plead your poverty. For though you live out your life amid great need, you can always set aside your wrath. Be humble, pray diligently, and condemn your own sins. Poverty is no hindrance. Poverty is not an obstacle in our carrying out the Lord's bidding, even when it comes to that path of repentance which involves giving money. Almsgiving, I mean. The widow proved that when she put in her two mites, myers, into the box. Mites? Yes, that's, mites? Mites? I don't know. Now that we have learned how to heal these wounds of ours, let us apply the cures. Then when we have regained genuine health, we can approach the holy table with confidence. Go gloriously to meet Christ, the King of glory, and attain the eternal blessings through the grace, mercy, and kindness of Jesus Christ our Lord. responsory prayer, prayer accompanied by fasting and giving to the poor is good. It is better to give to the poor than to store up gold, for giving to the poor expiates every sin. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. Give and it shall be given to you. For in giving to the poor, for giving to the poor expiates every sin. Then we should have a little opportunity to pray together in the intercessions and maybe say the chaplet. Beloved brothers and sisters, we share a heavenly calling under Christ our High Priest. Let us praise Him with shouts of joy. Lord, our God and our Savior, Almighty King, through baptism you conferred on us a royal priesthood, inspire us to offer you a continual sacrifice of praise. Help us to keep your commandments, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we may live in you and you in us. Give us your eternal wisdom to be with us today and to guide us. May our companions today be free from sorrow and filled with joy. Lord, King and Ruler of nations, be with your people and their governments. Inspire them to pursue the good of all according to your law. You made captive our captivity to our brothers who are enduring bodily spiritual chains, especially the one that I just remembered. Grant the freedom of the sons of God. May our young people, may we be concerned with remaining blameless in your sight, and may we generously follow your call. May our children imitate your example and grow in wisdom and grace. Accept our dead brothers and sisters into your eternal kingdom, where we hope to reign with you. Let us pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions after we gather together all of our intentions, whether that be for Bill, for Henry, for our seminarian, Carlos, Nibori, who's going to make his permanent commitment to serving the Church in just 12 days. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Father, help us to seek the values that will bring us lasting joy in this changing world. In our desire for what you promise, make us one in mind and heart. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Father, help us. Let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let's pray this chapter of divine mercy together, asking for God's blessing and mercy for our world and for our lives, especially for Linda, who entrusted a special attention that she will know and receive the wisdom, the guidance, and the legal aid that she needs to find a place to stay, a home, to live in. Our Father, who art in and to keep, help with whatever poem she has now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.